Brothers and sisters, thank you for coming today. This is the Yasinovats Monument in the in New York's Holocaust Memorial Park. I'm Barry Latucci. This is the Yasinovats Research Institute's 18th year of ceremonies at the Holocaust Park. We started in 2002, holding ceremonies, and we established this monument for the victims of Yasinovats here at the Holocaust Park in 2005. 76 years ago today was the day in which the remaining 1,000 or so survivors at the Yasinovats concentration camp in Ustasha-ruled independent state of Croatia made their famous breakout from the concentration camp. That was April 22nd, 1945. This is 76 years to the day of that breakout. We are here to honor those who died, those who were murdered in the Yasinovats camp. Hundreds of thousands, as the monument says here, were murdered at Yasinovats. Very few, less than 100, survived the breakout. It was a suicidal breakout, but the remaining prisoners at Yasinovats had no choice but to make that breakout on that day, or else they would have been all murdered by the Ustasha prisoner guards the following day. They knew that they didn't have much of a chance of surviving because they were running out of the camp with no weapons against machine gun fire, rifle fire, small arms fire, and even other weapons. Fewer than 100 managed to survive, and some had to die on that day just so that a handful could survive and tell the world what happened at Yasinovats. Thankfully, some did survive, and the story of Yasinovats was told by those survivors over the decades. The Yasinovats Research Institute is the only international organization that is devoted to preserving the memory of the Holocaust survivors from Yasinovats and from former Yugoslavia. It was, in fact, a triple genocide, a genocide against Jews, a genocide against Serbs, and a genocide against the Roma or Gypsy people. We are an organization that is devoted to fighting for the memory of victims from all three, Serbs, Jews, and Romas, who perished in the camps. I should mention that there were also communists and anti-fascists of various sorts who were also murdered at Yasinovats. Yasinovats remains one of the untold stories of the Holocaust, it largely because, well, for one thing, most of the victims were not Jews but actually Serbs, and there were actually more Roma victims than Jewish victims, but still there were 25,000 Jewish victims at Yasinovats. And also because in the 1990s there was a propaganda war which did not want to tell the truth about what happened in World War II Yugoslavia. During that propaganda war, Serbs were portrayed as the new Nazis, and the actual Nazis, the Croatian fascists and the Bosnian Muslim fascists who ran the camps and who did the work of the German Nazis, were portrayed as victims of Nazism. So, in other words, historical truth was turned upside down in order to promote the interests of NATO, of the European Union, of Germany, of the Vatican, and also of the globalization process. We will stand here every year as we have in the past. It's a cold day, it's a windy day. It was an even colder and windier day on April 22nd, 1945, when the prisoners broke out. It was nearly freezing and raining, and yet the prisoners, weakened by starvation and torture, managed to escape, at least some of them, and tell their story. And that's why we're here today. We owe it to the victims of Yasinovats to remind the world of the terrible crimes that were perpetrated, and to remind the world that we will stand to make sure that this never happens again. And I thank you for coming, and we'll see you again next year.